Hillary Clinton claims Florida isn't safe for Black or LGBT people. By Hannah Blow on May 24, 2023. Twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton claims Florida isn't safe for Black or LGBT people following the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, issuing a travel advisory for the state. Ron DeSantis's ultra-MAGA Florida isn't safe for people of color, LGBTQ+ people, or even multi-billion-dollar corporations, Clinton wrote, providing screenshot images of articles detailing the travel advisory, as well as Governor Ron DeSantis's ongoing battle with Disney. Indeed, the far-left NAACP issued a travel advisory over the weekend, urging Black people to avoid the Sunshine State due to what it described as the governor's aggressive attempts to erase Black history and to restrict diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in Florida schools. Florida is openly hostile toward African Americans, people of color, and LGBTQ+ individuals. Before traveling to Florida, please understand that the state of Florida devalues and marginalizes the contributions of and the challenges faced by African Americans and other communities of color, the advisory reads. Video, NAACP's Johnson, travel advisory is to highlight how harmful DeSantis would be as president. DeSantis recently signed a series of anti-groomer bills passed by the legislature, designed to protect children from the radical woke transgender agenda continually pushed by the far left. SB 254, for instance, essentially bans the mutilation of children via what DeSantis called surgical procedures and experimental puberty blockers. Other measures protect women by establishing sex-based restroom and changing facilities in public buildings and other settings, such as detention facilities. Another measure protects children from sexually explicit adult shows, such as drag shows, by penalizing establishments that allow children to be in attendance. DeSantis also recently signed Senate Bill 266, designed to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, initiatives in higher education. Ironically, the NAACP Board of Directors Chairman Leon W. Russell lives in Florida. The chairman of the NAACP lives in Tampa, Florida. True leadership is being willing to do what you ask others to do. Time to step up and move. If you think our state is so bad, the Florida GOP will help with moving costs, Republican Party of Florida Chairman Christian Ziegler said. Russell, however, denies that he is a hypocrite. First of all, he, Ziegler, is full of bullshit, he said during an appearance on MSNBC, claiming that it is about humanity. Thirdly, quite frankly, we haven't told anybody to leave. In fact, the NAACP is encouraging folks to stay here and fight. If there was ever a reason to stand your ground, it's Black people, LGBT community, the immigrant community, women, need to stand our ground in Florida and fight, and understand that that fight is a political fight, he claimed. The Hispanic civil rights group League of United Latin American Citizens, LULAC, also issued a travel advisory for the state last week, citing the measures DeSantis signed into law to protect Florida residents from the negative effects of illegal immigration. One of the measures, Senate Bill 1718, for instance, essentially made Florida the first state in the nation to implement Fully Verify for Employment. The organization, however, described this bill as one that exposes the extensive impact of Governor DeSantis' sweeping anti-immigrant, anti-Christian family rampage, harming the Florida economy and further marginalizing immigrant communities.